News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Officer Kelly McKeith and with the Bryan Police Department doing a regularly scheduled interview. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about Chamber Day and some issues with parking and just a lot of other things that have been going on with the Bryan Police Department. So,
how are you doing today? It's a gorgeous day today.
It sure is.
Well, I did want to let everyone know that Thursday is going to be Chamber Day. The Bryan College Station Chamber is hosting it. And basically, a police officer is going to escort a couple of volunteers around, and we'll be stopping at local businesses throughout the day. We'll be able to meet and greet with the local business owners, answer any questions that they may have or if they have any concerns, talk a little bit about the chamber, and then we'll probably take a quick survey from that business owner. So it's a good way to get for us to get out and actually interact with those business owners. We're excited about that. And this weekend, and I don't want anyone to forget that the Brazos County Youth Livestock Show will be going on. And I usually like to volunteer out there every year. It'll be going on at the Expo Center all weekend, starts bright and early Friday morning. So come out and support your local youth. And if you need the schedule, you can go to their webpage at www.bcyla.net, and that stands for Brazos County Youth Livestock Association.
Simple enough.
Yeah, and then you just click on the 2013 show, and it'll give you a hour-by-hour schedule of, you know, when the lambs are showing, when the goats are showing, when the pigs are showing, and then the sale will be next Tuesday. So
and
come out. I'll go ahead.
Sorry, is there going to be any special parking there?
No, I mean, the Expo Center is very large, so, they'll have, I think they have another event going on during some of that, so they may have a sign saying which way to park, but it's usually under the pavilion on the east side of the building, so most of it goes on right there, and they can come check out the kids' projects, and then they can come out Tuesday and purchase some of those. So it's a good event for the kids, and it gives back to the community.
And the weather's so nice. It's not quite hot yet. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Now, I do have some safety issues that I wanted to discuss with you. Basically, Internet safety. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever tried to sell anything on Craigslist or eBay?
Not personally, no.
Not personally? Well, I have. And so I wanted to give out some safety tips for those people who are trying to sell items. And, there's a lot of very safe consumers out there that are trying to purchase on these websites. But there are also some people that will try and take advantage. So to stop them from taking advantage, you know, insist on meeting in a public place. Don't meet somewhere secluded. Never invite strangers to your home. And, maybe tell a family friend where you're going, who you're meeting, or try and take that friend with you. Also, make sure you have your cell phone in case something happens. You can always call for assistance. And then you really want to be leery when you're selling or buying something of a high-end value. And I'm going to tell you a personal story. I was selling a diamond ring on one of these websites, and I got a response saying, oh, I want to buy that. We've sent you a PayPal payment. And then once you send us the shipping tracking number, then that payment will go through. Well, they even sent me, they attached to the email this very, it looked legitimate from PayPal saying that the money was there. But it just didn't sit right. My instincts were telling me something was wrong. So I went into my PayPal account, and the money was not there. So, from my understanding, that money would be transferred or be held on an account for your viewing. So it was obviously a fake, and, I kind of emailed them back and said, yes, this is a scam. Don't contact me again.
Did you tell them you're a police officer?
Yes. Yeah, but, it's like, so they didn't bother me again, but it was like, it breaks down your faith and, the people, the true people that are out there that are trying to buy it. So, always make sure that you meet in person. And at that point, I changed my ad to say that I would not ship out of the United States because they were obviously wanting me to ship overseas. And I was like, I will not ship out of state, and I will only take PayPal payments. So make sure you take those precautions when you're trying to sell or buy something on the Internet. And then today we got a couple of complaints on parking. So I kind of wanted to go over some parking violations with you. And like if you're going to a store like Walmart or Target, you know, and their parking lot violations, you know, everybody knows them. But we, you know, people still violate them. So I just kind of wanted to give them some forewarning that fire lanes, we all know not to park in fire lanes. But if you do, you can get fined over $300 for doing so. So don't park in the fire lanes. I mean, that's for emergency purposes only. It is allowable for you to drop off someone and pick someone up, but not to sit there for an extended period of time. The other places, obviously, the other major obvious one is the handicap spaces. And we get a lot of complaints, you know, because handicapped people come into the parking area and then they don't have a spot because someone is taking it up. Now, if you get cited for that, the very first offense is over $500. So stay out of those parking spaces unless you have a parking placard or a license plate. And then for second offense and third offense, it goes up from there. And then the last one, which most people really don't think about this, is right. Have you ever seen those spaces right next to the handicap spot that have the little lines going across it? It's not like a parking place, but it has like these slash marks.
Yeah, that's is that part of a fire lane or what is
it? It is part of the handicap space. It is called a handicap safety zone. And I've had people park in there because it's between two handicap spots. Well, that is designated for those wheelchair, so people can unload their wheelchairs and they have that room without banging into other cars.
Gotcha.
So if you park there, you can also get cited for that. And I don't have the fine amount on that one, but I'm sure it's just as steep as parking in a handicapped spot. So.
Okay, and did you have any kind of traffic advisories coming up?
Not traffic advisories, but our traffic locations. So I wanted to remind everybody, slow down all over town, but especially this week in the 800 block of North Rosemary, which is 30 miles per hour. That's a residential area. And the 4,000 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour. And both of those are located right there near Luby's Cafeteria. So slow down.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. It was good to see you.
All right. It's always fun talking with you. Thank you. That's Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.